It's Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. Two big Supreme Court rulings last week struck right at the heart of Idaho on issues of protecting the thousands of now young adults who came to this country as children. We know them as dreamers. And of course, the High Court also handed down a landmark LGBTQ protection decision. Leo Morales is executive director of ACLU of Idaho, and he joins us this morning live via Zoom. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, George.
Well, I have to assume that there was some celebration last week, but your office is the first to know that the work and the fight continues, yes?
Yes. No, this past week was an incredible week, not only for ourselves at the ACLU, but for millions of Americans across the country who I would say, you know, join in celebration of a pair of Supreme Court victories that we had, particularly during very challenging times. So indeed, it was good news, but nevertheless, right, there's still work that needs to be done.
I want to talk a little bit about the pandemic. Has the shadow, this wide, long shadow of the pandemic, has it provided some cover for bad behavior, roadblocks to due process, roadblocks to constitutional protections, growing numbers of evictions? Have you seen that?
You know, I'm glad that you raised that. I think that COVID has definitely put us in a historic moment of just different behavior by institutions, by individuals, et cetera. You know, with regards to eviction, that is one area that we have raised concerns here in Idaho and across the country. We have indeed noticed that governments have behaved differently with regards to the treatment of individuals. And evictions is one of those cases where we have seen, like here in Idaho, where certain landlords have been wanting to move faster with regards to evictions. And the courts have also been in an interesting place of having to make rulings. And we actually engaged in fighting for the protections of individuals to make sure that they are still able to be in their home during these difficult times. Now, the Federal CARES Act, you know, allows for protection for landlords, and yet in certain circumstances, you know, landlords were willing to push out their tenants. And so that, again, is something I think we should take notice of. And again, the ACLU has been at the forefront here in the state to make sure that individuals who are in a very difficult situation, many of these, you know, are essential workers or individuals who also have been furloughed, have lost their jobs because of COVID and have been paycheck to paycheck. And now, you know, forcing them to be booted out from their home was such an injustice. But again, the ACLU has been involved. We filed the lawsuits, and we will continue to be active on this particular issue.
But for the record, evictions are continuing in Idaho, yes?
That is correct. Evictions are continuing, and the ACLU has been monitoring this. And again, we filed not too long ago a case along with Idaho Legal Aid to force the state of Idaho really make a decision on what some believe is unclear, but to us is very clear. And that is that individuals have a constitutional right to a jury trial. And that is something that I think that the courts need to make a decision soon so that individuals can actually have a jury trial of their peers.
I have to assume that your office is busier than ever, but what has it been like for you and your colleagues to work in this climate where we communicate from afar?
It's been challenging. You know, it's been challenging in part, you know, COVID started and that added significant amount of work to our plate. Of course, you know, most recently, we also have the Movement for Black Lives and that has added more as well. And so, again, working from afar, you know, we try to do the best to communicate via Zoom. You know, internet is still not reliable, right, across the city. And that sometimes makes it a challenge for us where our internet is dropping, our calls are dropping, and we're having to adjust just like many other people are to ensure that we continue to do the best that we can during very difficult circumstances to ensure that we continue to protect the constitutional rights of Idahoans.
He is Leo Morales, Executive Director of ACLU of Idaho. Leo, as always, thank you. Stay safe. Stay well.
Thank you, George.